When World War II arrived, one of the things that happened here at home was a suspicion of foreigners. There were sudden arrests. People were shipped off to internment camps and held for months without charges. It happened to Japanese Canadians after Pearl Harbor in 1941. But even before that, in 1940, Italian Canadians, including many people in Northern Ontario, were similarly treated. Christine Sansaloni is an Italian Canadian and a professor at Laurentian University. She's helping to gather research for a project called Italians as Enemy Aliens. The CBC's Brendan Connor spoke this week with Professor Sansaloni about that dark period for Italians here in the North and across Canada.
On June 10th of 1940, the Prime Minister Mackenzie King announced in Parliament what had happened, and also that from that moment on, it would be allowed to intern Italian Canadians.
So put them in jail or put them in a camp?
They were interned, not every Italian Canadian, obviously, but any Italian Canadian that was suspected of having ties with the fascist party and that was considered to be a threat to Canada.
Right? So kind of like what happened to the Japanese.
Yes, exactly. In total, there were about 700 Italian Canadians all over Canada that were interned. And they were interned in a camp in Petawawa.
After Mackenzie King declared this in 1940, that just gave the police powers to go and round up Italian Canadians and say, you're coming with us? What happened here in Northern Ontario?
In Sudbury in particular, there were between 5 and 7 Italians that were actually arrested by the RCMP and were detained on Elm Street at the police station on Elm Street in Sudbury. And they were brought, again, by train to Petawawa. Some of them stayed there up to two years. They never had a trial, and no evidence was ever given to support the claim that they had done anything that was a threat to Canada.
They were just deemed potential Mussolini sympathizers?
Yes.
And for that reason they were put through this?
Yes. And many of the internees had no connection whatsoever with the fascist party. Some of them were rounded up because their names appeared on the list of Italian social clubs.
Now, here in Sudbury, still a large and thriving and vibrant Italian community. It gives some of this city its flavor. Are you collecting stories then from... I guess none of these people are still alive.
In Sudbury, there are none that are alive that have been interned. We do have family members, so children of Italians that have been interned in Sudbury, and those are the people that I'm looking to interview.
What are the stories like that you're getting so far? You must be getting a lot of photos and a lot of stories passed down from Nono and Nana.
What we're looking for, are pictures that were taken during the wartime. Any kind of artifacts, for example, some internees were artists. So while they were there, they painted. They did some paintings, or some were writers, and some even wrote poems at the time. We have from Sudbury, the family of an internee gave me a poem that was written while in Petawawa.
Wow. What about people that weren't taken away to a camp but were still forced to report in regularly to the local authorities here in Sudbury? Are you hearing stories like that?
Yes, because there were only, as I said, between 5 and 7 who were actually interned, but there were hundreds that were classified as enemy aliens and would have to report monthly to the RCMP. And just state their whereabouts and would not be able to leave town without notifying the RCMP.
Must have been a difficult time, strange time, certainly, for the Italian community in Sudbury, but it seems to have endured.
The good thing about it was that the community in Sudbury, once the war was over, did not hold on to these feelings of discrimination against the community. And so the community was able to thrive.
Are you encouraged and happy with the response? Are a lot of Italian Canadians here in the Sudbury area coming forward to you as they hear about this project and say, I've got a story to tell, Christine?
I've only had a few that would that actually came forward. There's still a sense almost of shame. No one wants to talk about it. So I have been getting a lukewarm response from the community.
And when this is all compiled, you're going to do research all summer and then submit at the end of the summer. When it's all compiled, what will be its final form that that Sudburyans can look at?
Okay, there will be a permanent exhibit at the Columbus Center, and there will also be an online exhibit. So anyone, for example, teachers or researchers, will be able to access it online. And there will also be a publication.
You grew up in Italy, came here as a teenager. Is this kind of close to your heart? Are you enjoying this project as a as an Italian-Canadian?
I certainly am. The reason why I accepted to take on this project was because this is a nationwide project, and I wanted the Sudbury community to be represented. Because I am Italian, because I am a professor of Italian at Laurentian, and my job is to promote the Italian culture.
Good. Well, well done. We'll have to check in with you later in the summer and see how the project's going, but it sounds like it's important and interesting work.
Yes.
Thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you.
Christine Sansaloni of the Italians as Enemy Aliens Project, in conversation with the CBC's Brendan Connor.